on either side of the river lie long fields of barley and of rye that clothe the world and meet the sky. And through the field the road run by to many-towered Camelot. And up and down the people go, gazing where the lilies blow, round an island there below, the island of Shalott. Four grey walls and four grey towers overlook a space of flowers, and the silent isle embowers the Lady of Shalott. There she weaves, by night and day, a magic web with colours gay. She has heard a whisper say a curse is on her if she stay to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaveth steadily. And little other care hath she, the Lady of Shalott. And moving through a mirror clear, that hangs before her all the year, shadows of the world appear. There she sees the highway near, winding down to Camelot, and sometimes, through the mirror blue, the knights come riding two and two. She hath no loyal knight and true, the Lady of Shalott. But in her web she still delights to weave the mirror's magic sights, for often through the silent nights a funeral with plumes and lights and music went to Camelot. Or, when the moon was overhead, came two young lovers, lately wed. I am half sick of shadows, said the Lady of Shalott. A bow shot from her burrow eaves. He rode between the barley sheaves. The sun came dazzling through the leaves and flamed upon the brazen greaves of bold Sir Lancelot. From the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror. Tirra lirra by the river, sang Sir Lancelot. She left the web. She left the loom. She made three paces to rue the room. She saw the water lily bloom. She saw the helmet and the plume. She looked down to Camelot. Out flew the web and floated wide. The mirror cracked from side to side. The curse has come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. In the stormy east wind straining, the pale yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his banks complaining, heavily the low sky raining over towered Camelot. Down she came and found a boat, beneath a willow left afloat, and round about the prow she wrote, the Lady of Shalott. And down the river's dim expanse, like some bold seer in a trance, seeing all her own mischance, with a glassy countenance did she look to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain and down she lay. The broad stream bore her far away, the Lady of Shalott. Heard a carol, mournful, holy, chanted loudly, chanted lowly, till her blood was frozen slowly, and her eyes were darkened wholly, turned to towered Camelot. For ere she reached upon the tide, the first house by the waterside, singing in her song she died, the Lady of Shalott. Under tower and balcony, by garden wall and gallery, a gleaming shape she floated by. Dead pale between the houses high, silent, into Camelot. Out upon the wharfs they came, knight and burgher, lord and dame, and round the prow they read her name, the Lady of Shalott. Who is this? And what is here? And in the lighted palace near died the sound of royal cheer, and they crossed themselves for fear, all the knights at Camelot. But Lancelot mused a little space. He said, "She has a lovely face. God in his mercy lend her grace, the Lady of Shalott."